God's promise to Abraham. In the land of Haran, there lived a man called Abraham. Now, this is in a country that's now called Iraq. And one day, God said to Abraham, leave your country and your father's family and your nation and go to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And through you, all the peoples of the earth will be blessed. Abraham did what the Lord had said to him and left. He was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, with him, and all their goods and cattle, and the servants that they had gathered in Haran. And they went towards the land of Canaan. Now, Canaan is what is now known as Israel. So, these promises that God made to Abraham, or Abraham as he was later called, these are the basis of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God that we have in the New Testament. And Abraham is our example. He left all that he had once known for the sake of making this journey to a land that he didn't even know where it was. And that's like our calling to leave the life of this world and journey towards the kingdom of God.
He was listening. He was obedient to what God said.
That's right. He was obedient to what God said. And in that, he's our example. So, they got to the land of Canaan, or the land of Israel, and they passed all through it to Shechem, in the plain of Moreh, which was then occupied by the Canaanites. At Shechem, God appeared to Abraham and said, this land I will give to your son, to your seed. Now, the seed of Abraham was his children, but it also refers specifically to his great descendant, who was the Lord Jesus. Because when you come to the New Testament, you read that the seed, or the special son of Abraham, was Jesus. And that shows that Jesus didn't exist before he was born, in a literal sense, because he was the descendant of Abraham. And Paul says that as many of us as are baptized into Jesus, we become also the children of Abraham, and we will receive the same promises that God made to Abraham. You see, that's why Abraham, or Abraham, is really so important. And here he's been promised that God would give him the land as his special inheritance forever. Now, does God keep his promises?
Yes.
So, Abraham died without having received what God promised. And yet God keeps his promises. So, for Abraham to receive the land forever, he is going to have to be resurrected. He's going to have to come back to life to receive what God promised to him.
He didn't know that God meant that it wasn't in that life.
Yeah, he must have wondered, well, is God going to keep these promises? And probably over the years he came to the conclusion that, well, I'm getting old now, I'm going to die, but one day I will be resurrected and all that God's promised me will come true.
And then he would have understood.
Yeah. So, Abraham moved all around this land, but he never owned anything in the land, any land. In fact, he had to buy a portion of the land in which to bury his wife, Sarai, or Sarah, when she died. And that's like it is with us now, that we haven't got the full kingdom of God now. We're waiting for Jesus to come back when all that we see on this earth will be ours. So this world where we live is ours, but not right now. We're waiting for when Jesus to comes back, and then we will receive what God promised.